Hey guys, welcome to the Big Time Talk. Today we're going to be eating and talking about the Charli D'Amelio and Chase Hudson situation. And yeah, so let's get started.
So if you guys don't know what happened, for a long time now, Charli D'Amelio and Chase Hudson, aka Lil Huddy, have been dating for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. And they recently broke up, and there was new rumors going around that Chase Hudson kissed Nessa what?
Nessa Bryant.
Nessa what?
Barrett, I think.
Nessa Barrett.
Guys, correct us if we're wrong.
Chase Hudson admitted that the rumors were right.
I'm trying to eat, eh? I'm not trying to talk too much.
Nessa's ex, Josh Richards, and Charli D'Amelio wasn't happy to hear this.
The rest of the Hype House members weren't as happy to hear it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then I scratched myself so bad. What did I do?
The Sway House, which is like Josh Richards and like other people,
mm-hmm.
They went to Chase House and like,
oh,
that we was everybody funny. Thought they were going to fight, but they really didn't. They were just... They just talked it out.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We're the worst podcasters in the world. We're just eating.
It's so juicy, though.
Mm-hmm.
That same day, I found out, at least, Chase Hudson and Nessa Brooke. Nessa what?
Not Nessa Brooke.
Nessa Bryant.
Barrett.
Nessa Brat.
Mm-hmm.
Nessa Barrett. Nessa Bryant. I'll just say Nessa Brat.
Mm-hmm.
Nessa Barrett.
Nessa Brat.
Chase Hudson and Nessa Brat. Chase Hudson's and Nessa Barrett's TikTok comments were not the best.
Mm-hmm.
They were not the best. And it led to Chase needing to turn off his comments on TikTok because of all the hate he's been getting.
Only on one of his videos. Only on his recent video.
And that really pisses me off because he also made a tweet and saying all this drama because I kissed a girl. Oh, wait, I mean... That's not right, though.
The thing is, before that, him and Charli D'Amelio weren't dating. And they knew they liked each other.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he still went to go kiss Nessa Barrett and didn't even tell Charli D'Amelio and just walked in like nothing happened.
This podcast is not to hate on anybody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just like, because you want to know what I was thinking?
What?
That
Lil this gets famous and then...
Yeah, they're going to see this and they're like, they'll just be roasting.
They're literally going to roast us so bad.
No. And
Lil Huddy's fans are going to roast us so bad.
I know. Also, as you can see, there's a whole lot of drama. Not a lot of people were, like, on Chase's side. And this part was so immature when he decided to go on Twitter. And literally expose
everyone.
Mm-hmm. Everyone. I'm just like, at least hold your actions accountable, please.
Mm-hmm.
Hold your actions accountable. And there was no reason to expose everyone like that. No one did anything to you. You did it to yourself. You and Nessa and you. There was absolutely no reason for you to do that. That was honestly just so unnecessary. So, out of the ordinary, out of pocket, like... Okay. Now, let's talk about Charli apologizing.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Charli. Listen. I don't know why.
You apologize?
I feel like, Charli really apologizing. First of all... No.
Charli,
it's
no.
Not it.
Ooh, the table's turned.
Mm-hmm.
The role switched. Instead of Lil Huddy apologizing, it's Charli. No.
For what?
For nothing.
Charli was getting hate for apologizing, and I'm just like, okay, first, probably shouldn't be getting hit for anything, but I really don't agree that she
apologized. I don't agree with her apologizing, but she shouldn't be getting hit for apologizing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I realized
that's a mistake she made.
Because the only reason I feel like the only reason she apologized was because Lil Huddy wasn't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't holding his actions kind of. I feel like she was apologizing for them. Kind
but of. But at the same time, I'm thinking of it like this now. She's apologizing, so people feel more bad for her and just send more hate to Lil Huddy. You never thought of it like that. Lil Huddy's mental state is going down. He's starting to think of
How do you know that?
Because I watched a video and stuff.
He was dang.
Like,
okay.
I was on his Instagram, and the comments were like, he hasn't posted in like 3 days, and the comments are like, his mental state is going down. He's gonna.
Okay.
We need to chill a little.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna see if I can put viewer discretion is advised in the beginning for the podcast. There's so many crumbs on my legs. Okay. I like how we kind of, like, you know, loosened up in the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, but I feel like, honestly, Charli D'Amelio apologizing was not right. Let's talk about Addison Rae.
Mm-hmm.
She's been very quiet.
Mm-hmm. But guess what? On her TikTok, she started posting again.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even see that.
She's dating Bryce Hall.
Really? Mm-hmm. Ooh, there are so much rumors.
Of that Bryce Hall got her pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
What?
I'm honestly so, like, because I, before this whole thing, like, before Addison Rae was taking a break, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw this TikTok of some dude, and he was like, by the end of July or something, Addison Rae will be pregnant. And I'm just like, okay, but that was before all the pregnancy rumors came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then in July, there are pregnancy rumors of Addison Rae. I'm just like, whoa.
Wow.
Do you think she's pregnant?
Yep.
Let's also talk about Dixie D'Amelio's new music video.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called? Sometimes I don't... Wait, what is it called? Don't want to be happy. I don't want to be happy. Sometimes I don't want to be... What is it called?
Okay.
Sometimes I don't want to be happy. Don't hold it against me when I'm down. Just maybe let me be sad. Sun's up, but I really want to lay down.
Why do you remember it?
Okay, yeah. I'm really trying to go well.
Okay.
Don't want to get dressed up to pretend. No.
Genuinely.
I can lie, sound fun. I really trying to go down.
One say? Really be quiet. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I feel like, I don't know why, but to me, I feel like Dixie D'Amelio, she hasn't really opened up yet, you know? Like, she doesn't really show mm-hmm. emotion. But I feel like this music video really shows us her. You mm-hmm. get what I mean? mm-hmm. Like, that music video was really good for her because she was really able to open up and tell people how she was feeling. Charli D'Amelio and Peaches.
Oh, yeah! Oh, listen, listen. Mm. Peaches is a weirdo. She said she wants to. she says she wants to get make a she's gonna get a man, and he's gonna go get Charli D'Amelio, kidnap her, and do that woohoo.
Charli D'Amelio was live streaming, and then literally Peaches is spamming.
She was spamming like
a man is gonna come get you and do woohoo so with you.
That is so inappropriate. The fact that she did that is so annoying.
How's she
because
not in jail?
Whenever, whenever, this is what I realized. It's so annoying. Whenever Peaches does something to someone, she thinks it's so funny, and she's, like, you know, laughing and stuff like that, making more and more videos on top of videos to, like, hurt people or, like, you know, make them feel uncomfortable, a specific person. And then when that person actually fights back, she plays victim. And, like, I remember this one time. I was watching this Anna mm-hmm. video. And it was about Peaches and Charli D'Amelio. And it was Charli D'Amelio. She was speaking up about the Peaches thing. And then Peaches made a video crying saying, Charlie, don't hurt me, like, blah, 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 it was just a joke. And I'm just like, you can't just, like, talk about people like that and then play victim after.
I was watching an Anna Oop video, and literally, someone was, like, so she was dancing. Charlie D'Amelio was at her house. She was dancing bikini. She was dancing in a bikini, and then someone, like, wearing a black suit just sneaks up on her in the back.
Yeah. In the comments of that video, people were so worried for him. Honestly, I feel like it's just inappropriate to do to, like, a 16-year-old girl, honestly. Like, she really did nothing to you. How is she not in jail after that?
I hope that happens to her.
And literally, I saw on Peach's Twitter, she said people banned her. So, one of her...
Peaches was banned on TikTok, right? And then she made a whole other TikTok
account.
They
just need to ban her, like, phone. Like the government needs to get in this, because this girl has not won in jail.
I completely forgot. Nessa, like, deleted her Twitter.
She did?
Yeah.
Why?
Honestly, I don't even know.
Good.
She just said on April 21st was her last tweet that said words can kill.
Words can kill. But what you did can kill someone too. Words can hurt, but your actions can hurt even more.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for watching this episode of the Big Time Talk, and we hope to see you next week.
Be nice, be positive, and don't kiss anyone's girl.
Where did you eat at?